Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And don't forget, we are here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. This is Monday, and so today we broadcast the homily that I gave yesterday. In this case, it was yesterday, not Saturday, but yesterday at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, and you're welcome to come to that Mass, 10 o'clock a.m. Sundays. Any Sunday, please feel free to consider it. Well, the gospel this week was from Luke, the unjust steward, and that's the one who the owner of the land finds out that his steward is cheating him, is kind of skimming off the top. So the story is about Jesus giving that as a parable. That's the parable. So it didn't really happen. It's a parable. And what lesson it has for us. And his basic lesson is you see these people who are doing things wrong, but they have a passion over what they're doing. And you supposedly are here to do things correctly or good, do good things, and you supposedly have a passion, you're not doing anything. I was explaining to one of my parishioners yesterday, says, remember, Jesus' focus is always bearing good fruit. So if someone is bearing bad fruit, Jesus will say, that's bad fruit. But then he'll turn around, but you're not even bearing bad fruit. You're not even bearing good fruit. You're not doing what I'm asking you. So it's pretty powerful exhortation. Let's switch over to St. Anthony's to hear that homily. This is one of my favorite gospels, and it is because Jesus brings this true humanity into this, and actually, in a sense, brings a little humor. So we see the scene. You have the unjust steward. He's a liar. He's a cheater. He's not honest. And Jesus uses him as an example. He's got these people who come to him and say, how much do you owe my master? 100? Let's make it 50, but don't tell no one. Just keep it, you know, me and me. And that's the one that Jesus is talking about. Why? And one of the things he says is notice what he's doing to accomplish what he's trying to accomplish. Notice all the things he's doing. All of it is dishonest. He's lying, cheating. He wants, but he knows what he wants. And what he wants is to make sure he's not thrown out on the street. And he does whatever he takes, whatever he can to accomplish his goal. And then he goes, and what are you doing to accomplish mine? So it's a very intense gospel. There's a situation in a dais. I won't mention which diocese it is. It's not in Massachusetts. And there is the bishop of the diocese is often speaking out strongly about pro-life issues and other issues. So he's speaking strongly about morality. And in the cathedral, you have the cathedral. On one side of the cathedral is an abortion clinic that's open 6 days a week. Ironically, Sunday it's not. On another side of the cathedral is a bunch of bars that are open, you know, as long as bars are open. In the dead center is the cathedral. Abortion clinics open 6 days a week. The bars are open until about 2 o'clock in the morning. Cathedral is open 1 hour a day. What does that say? And it's an important thing to look at, because I want to think, I was thinking about this as I was preparing this homily. What would Jesus say to that? What are you saying to the people? What are you saying to the people when this cathedral is open an hour a day? What would Ray Kroc say about that? If you don't know who Ray Kroc was, he is the man who created the McDonald's that we know today. He was known to walk into a McDonald's, and if it wasn't to his standards, he'd shut it right down. He was very well known for that. So I bring that up for a reason. We're in a very difficult time in our country right now, and we see the country is split very intensely, and people are looking at what's going on in the country, and they're seeing all the problems. And of course, we can blame everyone that we want to blame. We can blame the Democrats, oh, and the Republicans, and the media, and the universities, and the politicians, and the real problem is 9/11. Any sociologist will tell you that
9/11 was a traumatic event for the entire country, obviously. And what they will tell you, when such a traumatic event happens, that what it does is it sends these waves of trauma that take decades to overcome in a society. And someone was studying this kind of thing and was actually was at a class, and the teacher explained, he says, it's like a script. Just goes step by step. You can watch it all happen. And so what happens is eventually this great division happens. It gets more and more severe because people are actually focusing on each other. And what they really need is to understand the source of this. And the source of this is the trauma, which created a great post-traumatic stress disorder, causes fear in the whole society. And it gets worse. And it creates more and more and more division. If there is any time we need the church, this is it. If it's any time we need people to be living the gospel, this is it. And that's would be the point that Jesus was saying, which is the point of my question. What would Jesus say if he walked down the street and saw this cathedral that was only open an hour a day? I've been to Sao Paulo, the cathedral in Sao Paulo, which is the largest city in Latin America, is open all day. St. Patrick's is open all day. There are churches all around St. Patrick's is open all day. So what would he say to that, especially when we see the message of the bishop teaching morality, which is fine, but the message is simple. Morality is over prayer. Church teaches you cannot live morality if you don't pray. And that's an important distinction, because when we understand that, we understand how important it is for us to live our faith. And you know, I always preach all the time about the importance of living prayer, but a prayer that challenges us and to live our faith as we're called to live, not just standards of morality. We have to live as the church is challenging us, as Christ is challenging us, especially in this time, because people are so dealing with the effects of the trauma from 9/11, and they're looking for a solution, and we're one of the people they hate too, because they're rejecting us out of their fear. And we've got to turn around and understand, through being challenged by Christ, how do we live in a way that brings that all into peace? And we can only do that if we live and understand that challenge. One of the things that we can do is to start not only praying, but also maybe studying those who also challenged the society and the church. I was thinking today, a great book, if you're looking for a book to read between now and Christmas, or if you want to read it in Advent or even in Lent next year, The Long Loneliness by Dorothy Day. And if you are a student and you read The Long Loneliness by Dorothy Day, you will probably pass all your history classes, because it's an excellent story, excellent book, but it also talks a lot about real history from the early 20th century. Long Loneliness, which would challenge you also to live our way, our faith, in a very important way for this time. Some of the other books that are out there, and some of the other writers, there are many, and you can ask me and I'd be more than happy to tell you. But we need at this time to be those people, because that's what our country needs more than anything else, regardless of what people will say. We don't need, as you probably saw in The Atlantic, if you didn't, you can look it up, we don't need people to be carrying AR-14s with a rosary over it, which was in The Atlantic. But we do need people to understand that challenge of the faith. One of the things that is a powerful challenge you're doing right now. This is a powerful message, that you can't come to the church in the morning and here you are and you're living your faith and you're just coming, just showing up at church. That you, I can't tell you how powerful a message that is. Always remember that saying that I learned in the Navy. I'm paid to be good, you're all good for nothing. Right? Now, what does that really mean? I'm paid to be here. Now, I'd be here anyway, but you're not. And you're here. Your witness is far more powerful than mine, even going by what I wear, because you're here. And it's a powerful witness that each one of us have a call, and yours is more powerful. So always understand that and recognize that what we see in this gospel today is Jesus is making that powerful point Look what these people are doing. Look what the people are doing around that cathedral, trying to accomplish what they're trying to do. And what's in the middle? What are we doing to accomplish the ways of the Lord? That's a good challenge to think of for this week.
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. You can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452, 617-297-7452.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Check out our own website at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, we will be back tomorrow with more of our program. Remember, we're here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also find us at CatholicAudioMedia.com, among other podcast platforms. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.